Lili Nishmas of Kleinim is Kamish Benavili Malach Maestris, Perak Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Haya Oiver Bashuk, if a person is passing on the way, and the Rav says we're dealing with an Amma Oretz that's Choshen and Maestris, so he's passing on through a Shuk. So he's not standing in the Shuk, he's passing through, like the Tosfos Anshei Shem says. Va'omer Tlu Lachem Te'enim. He says to you, go take Te'enim. The question is are these Te'enim, were their Maestris taken off on them? Or better yet, were they even Chayven Maestris, meaning, could you snack on them? Did they have their Gemar Malacha? So, Eichlin Uptun. So, the Mishnah says you're allowed to eat them and they're potter from Meiser, because the Rav says, because we say that it never saw the face of the house. In other words, it didn't see the Pnei Bais, he didn't bring it into his house, and therefore he was not Kaveya for Meiser. So, even though we know that a sale is Kaveya Meiser, a Mecher is Kaveya Meiser, that's what we said before, that if a person is on his, even if he just starts going on his way to the Shuk, that's Kaveya Meiser. So, the Rav says here, there was no sale. He just gave it as a matana. Matana is not kaveya meiser. But the Tosfos Anshei Shem asks, but what's the difference? If he had in mind when he left his field that he was going to sell it, so it should be kaveya meiser even before he gives it to you as a matana, just when he starts walking out, it's kaveya meiser, like we said in the previous Mishnayos. So the answer is that we're dealing with, he brings the Yerushalmi, that most people over there would not bring things to the Shuk, rather, they would bring things to their house. So that's why specifically we're dealing with somebody that's over b'shuk, is just passing by. But if a person's actually standing in the Shuk, then you assume that it's already kaveya lemaisa. But since the guy's walking by, even though he's walking by the Shuk, that's the chiddush. He never really had intention to sell it in the Shuk. That's what we should assume. And therefore, we should assume that really he was just walking by. He was going to bring it to his house. You can snack on it. Therefore, if you would now bring it into your own house, misaknim vadai, so you would for sure have to take off maisras. The Amarat Zetlu, which is a lashon of arai, just here, go take it and snack on it. And we can assume that for sure he did not take off maisras. He did not expect anybody to eat it like in a suda or anything like that. And now you bring it home, it's roa pnei abayis, it sees your house, you chayv in maisras. But that's only when he says tlu, and his actions match, like he gives you a small amount and things like that. But if he says tlu, which is still a lashon of arai, a lashon of snacking, here, just take it, but he actually gives you a lot, or he gives it to a tamu chacham that's not expected, or somebody choshev that's not expected to eat it in a snacking way in the marketplace, but rather take it into his house, or he gives something that's not fully cooked, that we have an expectation that there's going to be a cooking in a, which is anyway a kvius. If those things happen, even if he says tlu, we ignore the tlu. It's as if he would have said, go bring this into your house, like with the derech kvius, and you are then not allowed to snack on it and not allowed to eat it aray, even if he does say tlu, like the Rav explains. And the Rav says, the lashon is, the mistama kvar hukvu lemaisa, because mistama, it was already kaveya meiser, and that's why he's giving you a lot. He's still saying tlu to snack, like you can have it. Maybe he's really saying like, here, I'm giving you a lot, take it home, cook it. You don't have to worry about taking off maisers. Like, eat it, tlu. Like, just take it and eat it, because he's really saying that I took off maisers. And Rabbi Kiveger says that it's as if he's telling you that this was already chayv and maiser, but he took off maisers. And we actually believe him from what he's saying that it's chayv and maiser. Therefore, we're not eating it, even arai. We're not even snacking on it now. But we also don't believe him that he says that he took off maestros. So that's why we have to take off maestros. And the Mishnah continues, Tlu v'achnisu l'vateichem. But if he says, take it and bring it into your house, lo yuchlu mehem arai. Now you can't snack on it. And it's the same case we just mentioned. Here he actually just spells it out instead of the previous, what we were just talking about is where he gives you a lot, and he only says tlu. Here he actually says, v'achnisu l'vateichem, which is, he's telling you that basically he took off maestros and here's a lot of it. So this is regular demai. So in a misakin el demai. So misakin it like demai. So we know by demai, what do? The chash by demai, we know that amaratzim take off truma gedola. They take off the first truma, but the chash is that even though rove of them take off trumas meiser, we're concerned that trumas meiser wasn't taken off. So therefore, like the Rav explains, we give trumas meiser to a kohen, but meiser rishon and meiser ani, we don't have to give to anybody. There's no kedushas like that non-Ani's allowed to eat, non-Levi's allowed to eat maestras, and it's a motzi mechaver lavaraya, so we are allowed to keep it.